We'll get right into it here with cross country as Scott City cross country team with a big meet starting off their season tomorrow afternoon, and they'll be up at Goodland at that invitation. A lot of area schools there, a lot of league schools will be there, and we'll start off here with senior Ivan Armendariz. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've had a couple of weeks now here with running in the afternoon, kind of getting acclimated to the heat. How have the practices been here leading up to tomorrow?
They've been good. We've been trying to get in the heat, trying to get used to it. I also tried running all this summer in the heat, trying to get used to everything. But, yeah, it's been tough, but it'll get us ready for all these meets like Goodland tomorrow.
Absolutely, but you got a big veteran group of boys returning from last year. I don't think there was a senior on the team last year on the boys' side, if I remember right. But practices, there's around 10 of you guys there. How have those practices been so far?
They've been good. We've been pushing each other, and we've kind of just been trying to work as a team, and I think it's been good working with one another.
All right, and I know you've had that taste of the state cross-country meet throughout your career here, and could have a little different venue this year possibly if Scott City ends up moving to Class 4A, but does the goal change much if you guys happen to bump up a classification?
I mean, no, not really. I think we still have the same goals, just hoping to get there, hopefully trying to do something big at state, and I think it all just starts trying to get to state, and then from there see what we can do.
You've had plenty of meets at Goodland through your career. You ran a couple of times there last year with the regular season meet, the open-up season regionals in October. What is probably the biggest thing with that course in Goodland?
I think it's just the heat. I don't think, compared to other courses, it's not as difficult. I think it's just that heat that makes it so difficult every time.
And do you kind of have to pace yourself a little differently with the heat and maybe the wind tomorrow?
Definitely, yeah.
All right. What's the time you'd like to see this year?
I'm hoping mid-16 this year, hopefully.
All right. Hopefully that works out well for you here, and hopefully have a great season. Ivan, thanks again as always, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and throughout the season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Ivan Armendariz. We'll get sophomore Belle Trout here on the headset here. She's a returning state qualifier from a year ago, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm really good. How are you?
Doing all right. Of course, you've had the experience, the state experience, and learned all about that. Did that kind of fuel you after track last year and kind of getting prepared for this season?
It really did. It's been a goal from day one. After state, I wanted to make it back, and I wanted to maybe place if I possibly could.
All right, and what are some things that you have maybe done from your freshman year to sophomore year to kind of help you improve and maybe put you in that position to get back to state?
I have added on way more miles than I had last year. I've run a lot more speed work. I've done a lot more distance, just trying to improve on what I had.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, you've had a couple of meets there at Goodland here running the 3-mile course, of course, or the 5K course there, and you get to run there tomorrow. What are you kind of looking forward to the most as you get the season started?
Just running it, just going and seeing where I'm at, knowing where I've got to go.
And I guess, you know, you ran a middle school course and then made that jump from the 2-mile to the 5K middle school, high school. You know, what are some things here that you had to do to prepare for that moment, to a big jump in miles you had to run, and also the pace? Do you feel like that you're in a pretty good spot here for having a good pace tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I'm in a really good spot.
All right. What would you like to see time-wise to get the season started off?
I want to be in the 21s or 20s.
Okay, and do you feel like you're pretty close to that?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty close.
You're just gonna eclipse that and just go to the 19s, huh?
Hopefully. All right. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing, but you never know, huh?
No.
All right, well, hopefully things work out well for you tomorrow, Belle, and good luck not only tomorrow but throughout this season, and thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you so much.
All right, once again, sophomore Belle Trout joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we talk with head coach Joey Meyer, and just got to thinking, this is year number 4 for you, Coach.
Yeah, got 4 in. My freshmen are all the way to seniors now.
All right. Well, this season. You have around 15, I believe it is, out for cross country, and you've had a couple of weeks to get ready for it. First week were the morning practices. Probably had the nicest morning practices ever in your career here, and then last week you transitioned to the afternoon and you get the hottest practices. And have the kids been so far kind of through those changes of the times of day?
Yeah. We are 20 kids out. We have 15 okay. boys, five girls.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but yes, the heat has been a lot of issues this week, because the first week we went in the morning and it was just beautiful. Everyone was excited to be there. Going at 5:30 in the morning, high school kids not missing practice, waking up that early was pretty impressive. All summer, they woke up at 5 in the morning and had their captain's practice. So they were used to waking up early, and they all got a lot of miles in this summer. Mm-hmm. So this last 2 weeks, I got to push them pretty hard because they were already coming in pretty good shape. So we can push them getting ready for Goodland. And then last week, or the beginning of this week and last week, we got into the heat, and we had a few struggles. They're like, oh, you need to ease us into this. I'm like, well, Goodland's not going to ease into you. So we got to get ready. And now this week, they've looked really strong in the heat.
Do you feel like that your team is maybe a little further ahead than they were at this point a year ago?
Yeah, I feel like we're right where we were in 2020 season, where we had two teams get in the top three, because that year was the COVID year and they wanted to get out of their house and run. They ran a lot of miles that summer. And this year, the seniors have been awesome. They've been getting everyone up at 5 in the morning, and I would say probably 8 of the runners got over 200 miles this summer. So, and my goal was for them to get to 100 to 150, and they eclipsed that.
Do you feel like maybe that was fueled a little bit by maybe what they would call kind of a disappointing run, I guess, toward the end of the year last year?
Yeah, on the boys' side, they were super bummed what happened. They had really high expectations going into the year, and it just tapped out, and we didn't have the greatest meet at Rimrock. And the girls, we had a lot of injury problems last year, and this year we have only 5, so we can't have one go down in a meet, or we can't get a score. But those 5 girls have put in a lot of time, and I'm really confident in those 5 girls.
You know, and that I think that's exciting to see there, and you have a lot of newcomers as well on the girls' side. And how have they adjusted to running that 3 miles?
Yeah, on our girls' side, we're really young. We got Brinley as a senior, and then we got 3 sophomores and a freshman. And Hallie is our freshman, and she ran distance and in track in high school, middle school, but she didn't do cross country her 8th grade year, but did it 7th. But she's jumped right in. She has really good speed, really good form, and they brought her along really well. And Cammie put in a lot of miles this summer, so I'm very impressed with her on that. And then you got Brinley and Belle that put in a lot of miles. And then we got Jaden too, that's very strong and can push in meets that I haven't seen in her at practice a lot of times, but she really pushes it hard at meets.
Well, you get your season started off tomorrow. You'll see a lot of area schools and quite a few league schools as well at Goodland. And you know, and what's the biggest thing you want to see from your team in first meet of the season?
I think we're in good enough shape that the heat shouldn't affect us too much. And that's mainly our coach, me and my assistant and our manager, that's our job is to cool them down, get them water. Like, that is all we're worried about the whole time, is we're not worried about where you're at a certain mile. We want to get you water because it's hot and we just got to cool you down. But I really am expecting a pretty good turnout on the boys and girls side on what we're going to do tomorrow.
I think the early season competitiveness is going to hit you right away, especially on the boys' side.
Yeah. Oh, the boys, our time trials, that 6th, 7th spot, I was wondering who was going to go get it. And we ended up having a freshman steal it from a junior, Isaac Bain. He didn't even think he was coming out and showed up on Monday. His brother dragged him out of his bed and said, "You're going out for cross country." And he makes varsity in 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty cool there as well. But should be a fun season for you guys and get started at Goodland. And it's going to be a good stretch for you, your varsity, especially first few weeks here of September.
Yeah, going to Heston next week. If we go to 4A, we see a lot of 4A schools there. And actually, the boys' side, they want to go 4A, because in 3A, you got Wichita Trinity and Southeast Saline that are just powerhouses. And we honestly think we have a chance that we could maybe go win 4A. But 3A, it's just Clay Shively and his team. They have 5 in the top 10 and the fastest times in 3A. It's just pretty crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's unheard of.
Well, Coach, thanks again for the time here. Looking forward to seeing how you guys do tomorrow, and good luck there, and hopefully you guys can stay cool tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try. Thank you.
All right.